that project has already started with funds from the Peace Fund. It's the Town Park in Drumbow, and of course that will be an important project to not just Ballybofey and Urler, but indeed to the Finn Valley. It will seek to deliver the Drumbow Bowl and ancillary services as part of a phased and ongoing programme of works to develop the garden in Drumbow Woods. So it's important that that would get funding in order to allow the project to proceed further.
And another area that got significant investment was Milford. Now they're looking to refurb the Gallo Glass Community Centre, which will again be of much use for the local organisations there.
Yeah, that's the development of the old church, which will be developed into a community centre, and it'll allow for the refurbishment, the restoration and the redevelopment of the community centre in Milford. It'll increase accessibility and greater use for all in the community. And of course, Carrick in the south of the county has received $50,000 to develop the Carnog or the square into a new civic and cultural space in the heart of the village. And Milford Hotel site will receive funding to prepare the planning and design of the old Milford Hotel site as part of a wider regeneration project.
And how do you think going forward will investments like this contribute to the long-term development of rural Donegal?
Well, the funding which is provided under the Town and Village Renewal Scheme, it's been invested in projects, these projects, and I do know that there are others in Donegal for which applications have been submitted, and hopefully they will come good later. It will rejuvenate the town centres, and it helps to drive economic growth and indeed town footfall. And it will combat dereliction and vacancy and develop pedestrian zones such as in the Drumbow Bowl.